नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
Good morning. Welcome to news18.com's Daybreak, and here's a roundup of all the news that you cannot afford to miss. Protesters blocked roads and held rallies in several parts of Gujarat, including capital Gandhinagar, Ahmedabad and Patan in Mehsana district, against the failure of the authorities concerned to prevent suicide by Dalit activist Bhanubhai Vanakar on Friday. Manik Sarkar, who has been Tripura's chief minister for the last 20 years, is the poorest CM of India. He survives on the fee that he gets from his party, the CPIM. He donates his chief minister's salary to the party. The opposition parties step up their attack on Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his silence on the 11,400 crore fraud in the PNB, including billionaire jeweller Nirav Modi. While Congress President Rahul Gandhi continued his onslaught and demanded that both PM Modi and Finance Minister Arun Jaitley speak up and take responsibility. At least 200 shell firms and Benami assets have come under the scanner of the investigative agencies that are probing the Rs 11,400 crore alleged fraud at the PNB. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in the presence of top leaders including Amit Shah, inaugurated the new BJP headquarters in Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg. Just days after the PNB Rs 11,360 crore fraud came to light, another state-run bank has reported a $1 million scam. The parent company of Rotomac Pens has been accused of fleeing with loans of more than Rs 800 crores with various government banks in the country. An embarrassed Congress was forced to expel MLA N.A. Harris's son, Mohammed Nalapad, following a News 18 report on an attack by the latter and his friends on a youth in an upscale Bengaluru restaurant. Ahead of the launch of his political party, Kamal Hassan met Rajnikant at his Poets Garden residence in Chennai. He said that before forming his own political parties, he is meeting people whom he likes. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan sentenced to death a serial killer for the brutal rape and murder of the 7-year-old girl that sparked national outrage, the first ever trial in the country's history that concluded in shortest period of 4 days. Nearly 1,000 students were expelled for cheating during the Class 12 examinations in Bihar. 9 years ago, terrorists gunned down Moshe Holzberg's parents at Mumbai's Chabar House during the 26/11 terror attacks. At the age of 11, Moshe finally returned to his father's house for the first time. In a first, Moshe appeared in front of the CNN News 18 camera for an exclusive interview. Catch all the action only on news18.com. Time for some opinion. Agree or disagree? The day Mehbooba Mufti said she knows she will be labelled anti-national by news anchors for her call to hold dialogue, the government informed the Legislative Council that around 110 persons, including 52 Army and BSF Jawans, have been martyred. Did the fraud at PNB continue even after the main culprit named by the bank retired? It would seem so from the details provided by the PNB to the investigative agency, on the basis of which the CBI filed the first two FIRs. If at the end of the day, the Tamil Nadu voter were to feel that the promising politicians and actors Rajnikant and Kamal Hassan have not said enough on the Supreme Court's Friday verdict in the Cauvery water dispute with neighbouring Karnataka, there is a reason. Cauvery is no more an irrigation-related issue in the eyes of average Tamil, nor it any more pertains to the conventional politics of one-manship between the two Dravidian majors, the ruling AIDMK and the present DMK. The dispute hit the state in 1974. It's not even just a legal issue for constant adjudication in and by the Supreme Court of India. On real, Marvel Cinematic Universe's first black superhero film, Black Panther, has been the talk of the town for quite some time. Is the hype worth your money? Find out all on news18.com. That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak, and do join us for tomorrow's news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.